Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Setting into that Friday groove as the 7 o'clock hour rolls along here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. If you ever wanted a resume of how to get fired, drop 7 F-bombs in a post-game press conference blaming all the players on your team and give up 19 penalties for 125 yards to the Falcons. Falcons also were
losing. How many penalties?
The Falcons had 19 penalties for 125 yards. They were losing 28-14 in the fourth quarter, scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but failed on both two-point conversions, leaving them down 28-26.
Which, there you go, going for two is so stupid in those situations.
The Falcons also faced 3rd-28 with the game on the line and faced 4th-14 with the game on the line and beat the Bucs 29-28. Down, 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 bad.
That is down bad. They should fire Todd Bowles today. They should just make that clean sweep and go. I mean, that guy just melted down. He doesn't say much, but when he does, holy cow.
Mid.
I mean, he needs to. I mean, it's time for him to kind of walk out the door down in, there in Tampa. I mean, it's one thing to drop the F-bombs, but then to blame the players. Like,
what do you tell them in the locker room after a game like
this? It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
I got nine
F-bombs. You didn't even count the S-bombs in there, too. Yeah, so there was a couple of those.
Explosives, 9 of them were F-bombs.
In a effing excusable, that was my favorite usage.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, the F-word is just so good and can be used in so many different words and in the middle of words and all that kind of jazz. So, no, I mean, yeah, Todd Bowles he's done. And you have to go. I mean, you have to go today, because how are those players going to go out there for the rest of the season, the last three games, knowing the guy who's supposed to be their head coach just blamed them all and took no blame for what happened the other day out there on that field. I mean, that is a team loss. Todd Bowles needs to go up there, and you need to defend your players, and you need to say, man, this one is on me. This is 100% my fault. I am the coach of this team. I didn't put our guys in a great position. Yeah, that interception by Baker was brutal, but should he have been throwing the ball in that situation too? I mean, run the football at that point in time. And so I just look at this and say that is a recipe right now. What we just saw Todd Bowles do and the way that he performed, that is a guy who should be fired immediately today, if not last night.
This was Andy Reid on Damian Pierce, the running back they got a month ago.
I think he's still getting acclimated to everything here. I like the kid. I can tell he's sharp and into it. And we don't have any injuries going on, so the guys that know the stuff are playing right now. And But I sure like the way he goes about his business. You see why he's a good player.
So that's Andy Reid on Dameon Pierce, and he was asked about that yesterday in the press conference that they had at Arrowhead. A lot of people on the text line called BS on that he can't be ready, because how can Baker Mayfield be ready in one day with Sean McVay's right. offense as a quarterback, but a running back can't come in and get on the field?
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. I think, big problem that we've seen now with Andy Reid in this roster this year is that we're just not giving guys the opportunity to go out there and play and see what they can do. And the comment that kind of made me go, guys that know the stuff are playing. Well, just because you know the stuff doesn't mean you're the best, right? Are we playing the best players, or are we playing the guys that you're best comfortable with? And if you're playing guys that you're best comfortable with versus the best players, well, then there's a problem there. And also, too, to continue to peel back the layers of this stuff, right? If you've had a guy in here for almost a month now and you don't believe he's up to speed and ready to go, that's on your assistant coaches. That's on your position coaches, which we've been talking about a lot this week. How is Todd Pinkston not getting these running backs ready to play? How is whatever the wide receiver coach's name is, Curly Lambeau or whoever it is, why is he not getting these wide receivers ready to play? In my opinion, when you go out and you sign a player like this midseason, now it's up to those assistant coaches to get those guys ready to hit the field. And Dameon Pierce is a decent enough running back. I think he has some sense of what he's able and capable of doing. If the head coach doesn't feel that this guy is ready after almost an entire month learning the system, that is an indictment of those assistant coaches who probably should be changed out at the end of this season. Whether it's Connor Embry at the wide receivers or Todd Pinkston, the running back coach, it seems like every time we get players in here from a midseason, they never, ever see the field, and they're never, in my opinion now, given the opportunity to see the field. And that is a big problem. So it's either Andy won't allow these guys for whatever reason to get on the field, or the assistant coaches aren't good enough getting these guys ready to get out there and see the field. Either way, we have a problem.
Connor Embry, the name you're thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is your offense complicated to the people on the team, but not to the people facing you?
Good point. That's a great question.
Your offense is so complicated for the people in house. No one finds it complicated. None of the defenses find it complicated.
No.
They think it's super easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. But this is now, you start to look back now at patterns of things. Josh Uche, you know, we've talked about it all season long. Jalen Royals, obviously the injury, we don't know where he is. But Breshard Smith, what if this guy really is your most dynamic running back and you're just not giving him the opportunity to go out there and play? Like we talked about it yesterday, that Kareem Hunt play, that should have been Breshard Smith. That should have been a Breshard Smith play.
Every time.
And at this point of the season, if you're looking at it and you're going, well, I don't know if he's – put him out there and let these guys learn now. You've got four games left, which could be a great learning experience for maybe some of these guys that maybe you don't feel know what they're doing. And maybe you can get Breshard Smith some, you know, positive momentum going into this offseason and feel good, you know, about that guy going into this offseason. But I feel like maybe Andy has held us back this year by not giving us the opportunity to see what some of these players can do. And I go back to the Ezra Pohl thing and, you know, the Noel Williams. Like, how many guys are we going to continue to see have really good games and go, where have they been all season long? It makes you question everything.
Is there an issue with Andy being too loyal?
I think so at times, sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
If that's his biggest fault, I'm fine with that. But, you know, but at some time, somebody's got to say, hey, Andy, Dameon Pierce is ready. He can go out there and play. I don't care that Clyde Edwards-Helaire knows the system. He stinks.
I mean, yeah, we saw it with the Bob Sutton thing, right? And so whoever came up to and got in his ear when he needed to after that loss in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots, that was needed. I mean, someone said, hey, Andy, it's just not working. Third down, it's not getting off the field, whatever it was. Like, he's got to do that now with Embry, with Pinkston, with a couple of guys.
Yeah, he players, really does,
right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And maybe Spags gave you some sort of inclination of why you haven't seen your boy out there, Big Stick Hicks.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden, I think if you ask Jaden, he'd tell you he's kind of had an up and down season. But there's been flashes of good football play there. We're gonna need him now. We get down the stretch here. Mike Edwards is kind of, you know, was a crafty vet, has filled in there. But, yeah, Jaden, listen, I've brought him in a couple of times, and you know he's made some mistakes that I wouldn't have thought he would have made in his second season. But I like the way he gets himself ready for games, and hopefully we get some good play on him.
To me, it sounds like a 3-strike policy to Spags.
Yeah.
You messed up too many times, and I'm not going to play you, and that's why the veteran Mike Edwards is out there getting cooked.
Yeah, the crafty vet. I like that coaches.
Crafty
that,
vet. That that's a crafty old. Lefty means old and has no yes. nothing on his fastball. But he learned how to pitch. And if you learn how to pitch and, you know, do those things, you could have a decent enough career. But they're at the point with Jaden Hicks. It sure sounds like you've messed down. I don't have a problem with that. Like, if a guy's messing up and not doing what he's supposed to do, that's accountability by Steve Spagnuolo. You're just not going to play. We're going to put this guy out here, even though he doesn't give us the best opportunity to win. But we have asked you 1,000 times to do this, and you're continuing to do the wrong thing. I can't put you out there because you're having a negative effect on everybody else now out there.
Because I think that they have a conundrum from the coaching staff is, well, we have to win out. And the way we're going to win out is we're going to trust our veterans. We're not going to try to, like, throw in a curveball. And it's like you've now pigeonholed yourself to be like, okay, well, like, these guys didn't do it all year, but yet you trust them to close it out. But you don't want to trust these guys who have, quote, fresh legs in Bashard Smith, Damian Pierce, Elijah Mitchell. Like, where would Elijah Mitchell be and Damian Pierce be if they weren't here? Mm-hmm. Like, would they be assets on other teams? Obviously, Damian Pierce was not. But again, they had moved on because of, you know, Willie Marks in Houston and Nick Chubb. Like, that's what they decided to go with because his time had expired in Houston. And then, voila, you end up on the Chiefs roster, and yet you can't find the field because you can't get everything figured out.
I understand not playing in the Indianapolis game the day after he was signed, or
which is fine.
Which is fine. Or even Houston? The Dallas game, right? But the Houston game, you had 10 days.
He was on that team for 4 years.
And that's right. He was on that team. He maybe knows, like, hey, this guy does not go great to his left. I can, you know, whatever the case may be, he may have some tricks of the trade, if you will. Nowhere to be found. I don't understand that. I just don't.
And with the Spags thing with Hicks, it's just, I get you, Bob. I'm with you. If a guy's not playing well, you can't be on the field, but it's not consistent, right? Like, Derek Nottie's been ass. Jamari Connor has been ass in coverage. I mean, he's 45 for 50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Or something. I mean, it's asinine, the numbers of passes per for completions against Jamari Connor. And then we see Mike Edwards, who hasn't been good in 2 years. So I just, it's not
I didn't
consistent.
Know he was still on the team until last week. I'll be honest with you. And he looked like a fullback playing defensive back.
And then we don't even know where the defensive lineman that goes by the name of, you look at penalties, right? Yeah, Mike Pinnell.
Mike Pinnell.
I haven't seen that guy yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.